This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 topics in 10 minutes for March 11th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Back in studio today, finally, the toe that I banged up by slipping on ice a couple of weeks ago has healed enough I can actually wear shoes again, which is a good thing. Topic number 5 today, Venezuela. I got nothing to complain about because at least we're not there. Venezuela entered its fifth day mainly without power today. Government buildings, schools, businesses remain closed. The opposition party in Venezuela says at least 17 people have died as a result of the ongoing blackouts. There are others who report many dozens have died, mainly in neonatal units around the country. Pro-government motorcycle gangs, known as colectivos, reportedly roaming the dark streets at night and enforcing order at gunpoint. It's tough to get a clear picture of what's going on here because the power is out, but also internet service in Venezuela is out to about 98% of the country. Both sides blaming the other. President Nicolas Maduro says that a cyber attack from the United States has crippled the country's main hydroelectric dam. But again, what's true and what is just being put out there as propaganda is really hard to sort through. All we know is that this is a classic example of the old saying, when elephants fight, because what we may be seeing here in Venezuela is a proxy war between the United States and Russia. When elephants fight, it's the ants who get trampled. Bear in mind that Venezuela has the largest reserves of oil on planet Earth. Topic number 4, plane crash in Ethiopia. This was tragic. 157 people on board an Ethiopian Air flight out of Addis Ababa, a Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft, crashed shortly after takeoff. It was headed for Nairobi, Kenya. Everyone on board was killed in the crash. This took place on Sunday. Airlines around the world are grounding their Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. This is the second time in less than 6 months that one of this particular model crashed just minutes into flight. A Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX 8 went down over the Java Sea last October. 189 people were killed in that crash. Topic number 3, voting for illegals to vote. House Democrats on Friday voted to defend locals, local municipalities and jurisdictions that allow illegal immigrants to vote here in the United States. This was rejecting a Republican proposal to discourage the practice. The vote is a reversal from a vote that took place 6 months ago when Republicans controlled the House of Representatives, when they voted to denounce illegal voting. Representative John Lewis of Georgia, he's a Democrat and considered a hero of the civil rights movement, said, "We are prepared to open up the political process and let all of the people come in." Vote was 228 to 197, again, rejecting a Republican measure to denounce the practice of allowing illegals to vote. It came as part of a debate on House Resolution 1, which is called For the People Act, proposed by Democrats. It includes expansions of voter registration and access to polling places, as well as a major rewrite of campaign finance laws. Bear in mind what I always say, when you want to find out what a bill does, read the title and assume that it does the opposite. For the People Act. Well, the measure proposed by the Republicans that was defeated by Democrats would have had no practical effect, even if it had passed. Illegal immigrants are prohibited from voting in federal elections. However, local jurisdictions, municipalities can allow illegals to vote. Republicans were trying to send a message to so-called sanctuary cities like San Francisco that allow non-citizens to vote in school board elections. A 1996 federal law prohibits non-citizens from voting, but no prohibition on localities. Topic number 2, kids go on strike. This Friday, March 15th, more than just the anniversary of the fatal day when Julius Caesar went to the Senate, kids across the world, kids here in America especially, are planning to strike, to just walk out of school on Friday to raise awareness of global warming. Well, it's called climate change now because we can just look outside and see that it's actually not warmer in many parts of the world. Here in the Ozarks, it's been kind of cold, but if you live on the East Coast, you've got even more proof in the form of snow that this winter has not been particularly warm. Anyway, a group called What is the group called? Anyway, a group of young people here in the United States taking part in a global movement to go on strike Friday. Their manifesto says, and I quote now from their website, "We, the youth of America, are fed up with decades of inaction on climate change. On Friday, March 15th, young people like us across the United States will strike from school. We strike to bring attention to the millions of our generation who will most suffer the consequences of increased global temperatures, rising seas, and extreme weather. But this isn't a message only to America. It's a message to the world, as students in dozens of countries on every continent will be striking together for the first time." We assume they mean every continent except Antarctica. Not aware of schools there. Anyway, "For decades, the fossil fuel industry has pumped greenhouse gas emissions into our atmosphere. 30 years ago, climate scientist James Hansen warned Congress about climate change. Now, according to the most recent Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report on global temperature rise, we have only 11 years to prevent even worse effects of climate change, and that is why we strike." These children have been conditioned, I use that as a nicer term than brainwashed, to believe that the world is going to end if we don't do something within the next 12 years. Now it's down to 11 years, apparently. But when you look at the website for this group, and by the way, they go on to talk, you know, and they throw out, red meat, red flag names for a progressive base like Senator McConnell, the Koch brothers, and President Trump. It's pretty clear that whoever is working with these kids has got some money because their website is really nice. Now, look, we here at Skywatch TV, we've got an okay website, but to be honest with you, we did it very cost-effectively. Like, we didn't pay really much to get it done. You know, Sharon and I have websites that look decent, but we don't pay people to do them. This is a website that required somebody who really knows how to code and somebody who really has some graphic design chops, which means this is not a grassroots operation of children. Somebody who might be behind this? Well, when you look at their partners list at the website, dosomething.org, the Future Coalition, Greenpeace is in there, the Climate Reality Project, Women's March. Ah, there we go. Women's March. That's the group that whose leaders have close ties to Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, including, and Linda Sarsour, who's a Muslim activist, who, like her friends Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, don't seem to realize there's a fundamental contradiction between what they claim to believe and what they claim to be, you know, the religion that they follow. Anyway, Sierra Club, other radical environmentalist groups here. The point is that there's money behind this. And just as happened after the terrible shooting in Parkland, Florida, children are being used to propagandize a cause that will allow government to take more control of our lives. That is what's going on here. Coming up, another comic book featuring Jesus as its lead character and burning down the shack. That's next on 5 and 10.
Does God use catastrophe to mobilize his people for his glory? Is there finally definitive evidence of the actual location of Mount Sinai, the very place where God's presence was revealed in a blazing fire? New York Times bestselling author, filmmaker, and teacher Joel Richardson is back with two brand new works that take these subjects head on. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Joel Richardson two-book special offer. This special offer includes The Mystery of Catastrophe, where you'll learn to view catastrophes in an entirely new light. You'll see firsthand how God uses natural and man-made disasters to specifically position people to hear the gospel of the one and only true God and receive salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. This must-read book will walk you step-by-step down the eschatological road of biblical prophecies to offer meaning and hope to individuals that are suffering. In this timely two-book special offer, you'll also receive Mount Sinai in Arabia, The True Location Revealed. Complete with more than 50 full-color photographs and maps, this beautiful work takes a look at the biblical evidence for Mount Sinai being in the land of Midian, Mount Sinai in ancient Jewish, Christian, and Islamic traditions, the evidence that Paul journeyed to Mount Sinai, the discovery of Moses' altar, the golden calf, and so much more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $40. Yours now for your donation of only $25 plus shipping and handling. Now's your chance to get both of these incredible new books at one super low price. Order the Joel Richardson special offer online now at the SkyWatch TV store or call 844-750-4985.
And topic number one, a new comic featuring Jesus Christ, this one called Jesus Freak, following the cancellation of the one we told you about a couple of weeks ago, Second Coming. This one features Jesus as a really bad dude, essentially a first century ninja going after his enemies with swords, you know, beheading guys who get in his way, and then tangling with a giant-sized reptilian creature, as you see in the panels behind me here. It's obviously not something you would ever want to read, certainly not if you're looking for good theology. The writer, Joe Casey, said that the story is less inspired by any strict religious traditions and instead more concerned with exploring the unique tension that exists between depicting a mythical figure and a historical figure, a tension that is compounded when, for many, they're considered the same person, end quote. The problem for Mr. Casey is that the depiction of Jesus in the Bible, which he may consider mythical, is actually historical. Well, and by the way, pants in the first century AD, not in Judea. The Germans invented that a little while later, but they weren't wearing them in Judea in the first century. And William P. Young, author of the best-selling book, The Shack, very popular among Christian circles, gave a recent interview in which he basically made it clear that he is a universalist, that is, somebody who believes that everybody will eventually be saved, or at least everybody has the opportunity to be saved even after they die. He also published a controversial book last year titled Lies We Believe About God, said he holds a different view of Jesus than most, as he believes that when the scriptures state that neither death nor life shall be able to separate us from the love of God, it means everybody, not just Christians, and that after death, you still have the opportunity to accept Christ and be saved. Well, James B. DeYoung, who's an acquaintance of William Young's, author of the book Burning Down the Shack, in fact, I interviewed Professor Young or DeYoung about his book about 9 years ago, said that Young is deceiving Christians. He says, and he points out correctly, that Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed for people once to die, and after this comes judgment. Sorry, after you take your last breath, that's it. If you haven't made the decision by then, your future is sealed. And he also notes in Jesus' parable of the rich man and Lazarus, Luke chapter 16. The declaration there is that there is a wide gulf between the dead and the evil dead and the righteous dead, and that no one is able to cross that gulf. Your future is sealed once you take your last breath. Don't wait, because you never know when that is going to happen. SkyWatch TV, reaching out to you and trying to expand our ministry. We've got a larger building that we purchased literally for pennies on the dollar. We're trying to be good stewards of your gifts to us, and that is why we're asking for your help to put a studio inside it. We will not go into debt to do it. To find out how you can partner with us to help SkyWatch TV build its new studio, log on to skywatchtv.com and follow the link, or go to the SkyWatch TV, the website for SkyWatch TV's first conference, defenderconference.com. Because by partnering with us at a certain level, we will give you free access to streaming video from our sold-out conference in August. That features Tom Horn, Dr. Michael Heiser, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, many others, including yours truly, Sharon K. Gilbert, Josh Peck, Joe Horn, Donna Howell from here at SkyWatch TV, special music by Dino Kartsanakis. And he might, well, you won't get it on the streaming video, but he might bring his carrot cake to the conference, we're hoping. Anyway, to find out more about that, log on to defenderconference.com. Registration for streaming video will not open until early May, 90 days before the conference, but you can reserve your place early by helping us build our new studio, defenderconference.com, for more info. You hear the Watchman Conference just a couple of weeks away in Dallas, Texas. Sharon and I are getting excited about seeing our friends like Pastor Carl Gallups, Rabbi Zev Perot, Dr. Michael Lake. We've got to go all the way to Dallas to see somebody who lives 45 minutes from us here in the Ozarks. But we're looking forward to Pastor Casper McLeod, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, meeting for the first time, Irvin Baxter, Gary Wayne, author of the Genesis 6 Conspiracy, L.A. Marzulli, and more. It's almost sold out. I know the hotel is filled up, the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center. But you can still get into the conference. Only a few tickets left, though. However, streaming video, that is still available. And when you check out at hearthewatchman.com, use the promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20, and that will save you $20 on tickets or 20% on streaming video. Again, that's at hearthewatchman.com. The Last Days Warrior Conspiracy Summit, that is like bringing a conference right to your home. It is internet only. Exclusive video teachings from me, Carl Tykrib, Gary Wayne, Troy Anderson, the Pulitzer-nominated journalist who co-authored Trumpocalypse and The Babylon Code. To find out more about that, go to my website, derekpgilbert.com, and look for this link. It's in the right-hand column. Follow that. This is from our good friend Ray Gaino. Again, the Last Days Warrior Conspiracy Summit. Our Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel, almost filled up. If you still want to join us, there's still time, but not much. Log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com. SkyWatch TV broadcasts on your schedule day or night. You just need to add the SkyWatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV, or you can download our free mobile app. This is a great way to bypass the gatekeepers. Bring us right to your television or your mobile device, whether it's an Apple iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, or an Android phone or tablet. You can also download it for Windows phones or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got links to all of those app stores and instructions on how to add the channel of Roku and Apple TV at skywatchtv.com. My website, derekpgilbert.com, features the weekly Bible study Sharon and I produce, the Gilbert House Fellowship, and my weekly podcast, A View from the Bunker, which streams live to the internet every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time. You can check out the archives at vftb.net. It's also linked at my website, derekpgilbert.com. This week features interviews with Ali Siadatan, talking about UFOs and Bible prophecy, and filmmaker Tim Mahoney about his brand new documentary, Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy, which opens in 950 theaters around the country this week. You'll find it at my website, derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.